010, third Mishnah Berurah here in Hilchos Kriyas Shema.
I wasn't taking it down there, so we just went down here.
So we're up to Simon Nun Ches, and Sim Gimel and Dalet will do today. Alineda. So we're going to learn today that with the Eved you can be Yitzhak Kriya Shema. What? Okay. So what did we learn till now? We learned that the lechatchila dikas man for kriya shema is yakir, but on the practice, why? Because most people get up then. The setup is like this: the diavad you yitzay from alois hashachar, as we'll learn today, because. First of all, because it's Yom, and Kriya Shema is Yom. Although it says of Vukumecha, but the assumption is that some people at least start waking up by Alos HaShachar. So Midioraisa or Lechatchila, it's from Alos HaShachar. The main Zman is Yakir, and it's, so, the main Zman is Yakir, because most people get up then. It's interesting that even Midioraisa you have such a concept. That Zman Kriya Shema is totally in a Vukumecha, and you have like the Lechatchila Dikas Zman, because that's when most people get up, and you have like a B'dievet Dikas Zman, as the intensity of people getting up increases, so that becomes more the Lechatchila Dikas Zman. That, you don't usually find that in a D'oraisa. In a D'oraisa, it's more like just categorized. Yom, Laila, you don't have like a sliding scale, and where you say, like, you know, when most people get up, that's the Zman of Yakir. But that's taka how it is.
Shkoyach. How do you see that the deraisa that you have two Zman?
Because you see, but the Eved Yotze from Alos HaShachar, as we'll learn today. And certainly it has to be the deraisa for the Eved Yotze. So some Rishonim would say that even if it's Yom, when you learn brachas, the first three dafim, four dafim, the thing you keep banging around in the Rishonim, in the Rashba, in the Ritva, in Tosfos, the thing you keep bumping up against is the question whether the real Zman Kriya Shema is Yom V'Layla, like in Kol HaTorah Kula, or whether it's B'shach Chol V'Kumecha, or whether that's just a fancy way of saying Yom V'Layla. It's instructive that in the Mishnah in Megillah, where it says Dover Shemitzvos Beyom and Dover Shemitzvos Belaila, Kriya Shema is not listed. But that's already okay. That's really a lumdish shaila for when you're learning brachas. Now, so we saw the lechatchila dikas zman is misha yakir, but interestingly enough, it's not the practical zman. It's not a practical zman because since you can't say Shmona Esrei before Netzach Amma, you're certainly not supposed to. So on a practical level, you wouldn't be reading Kriya Shema by Yakir. So the mitzvah min hamufchor is not to mess up your Shmona Esrei. That's what we learned. So the mitzvah min hamufchor is to say Kriya Shema right before HaNetzach Amma and to say Shmona Esrei by the Netz. Now we'll learn Siv Gimel, and Siv Beis said that you should read it as early as possible. And we talked about in the last year whether we said the Mogen Avraham Zman, the Grozman seems to have really till the Groz came along, the Mogen Avraham was really that was the Zman. I mean, the Groz didn't make up the Shita, but the Groz really brought Rias that was accepted that the time frame is from Nates. And I say the Chazon Ish does not speak disapprovingly of those that are soimich on the Groz Man. Really, he says, you know, many, many people do like the Groz. It's the Mishnah Berurah, ironically, that pushes the Mogen Avraham Zman whenever he has a chance. Okay? Americans don't know from the Mogen Avraham Zman. Like, what? What's that? The Gro won on Erev Pesach. Nobody does like the Mogen Avraham on Erev Pesach. Everything's like the Gro. all the Zmanim and Erev Pesach was like the girl. The girl really won. What? What? Yeah, okay, there's always that. We're talking about if they're on the radar. Umishahu Anus, Sif Gimel. Umishahu Anus, Gwan Shoyamashkim, Lotzis Laderech. So the Mechaber scenario, you know, you weren't sitting in first class, or even in business class, or even in coach. You were driving a horse. So the Mechaber scenario is that you're on a trip, and you can't even stop to say Kriya Shema, not even the first pasuk. I mean, it's hard to imagine, but they won't wait for you, so you're not going to have time to say Kriya Shema later. Umisha wanders going to your mashkim losses for derech to mokum gudei chaya belistim, so he's not going to stop, not even for one pasuk. Shelo yuchal lamo v'lo lachavin afilu parsha rishona v'afilu ad al vavecha. This is already a bit of a shayla. The Mechaber himself paskins later that the main kavana by Kriya Shema is only by the first pasuk. Then there's a shita till al vavecha, then there's a shita parsha rishona. We really hold of just the Psak Halacha is just the first pasuk, so it's a little funny that the Mechaber says not even Alav Avecha. He should have said a bigger chiddush, not even the first pasuk. So some say that in the Chanami, if he won't be able to have kavanah to Alav Avecha, he should say Kriya Shema earlier, even though the main kavanah is the first pasuk. But if you can't even have the minimum of kavanah to Alav Avecha, say it already earlier. Say the whole thing with kavanah. Osha b'nei ha'shayorah, the caravan, hocha mehera, lo yamtino lo klal, they won't wait for him. So, you're in a matzah of avoinus. So, ba'ones, you could l'chakhilo read it by alos ha'shachar. See if Dalud's going to talk about if you're not an ones, if you're yoytze b'dievet, if you did it. Siv Gimel is saying, if you're an ones, you can do it l'chakhilo. Yochol ha'kroso in berchoseho, v'sha'ol ha'amur ha'shachar. Because some people get up then. We'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, there are chokim on the Yotzer Or part, whether you can say the bracha of Yotzer Or. But the Mechaber says you can say Kriya Shema and its brachas, including the bracha of Yotzer Or. You could do it lachatchila if you're an onus. And you won't be able to say it later.
Who did Shimon Esrei then? Because if you're saying the Berchas of Kriya Shema, you're obviously saying Kriya Shema at the same time.
Shimon Esrei, not necessarily. That's a different deal.
But if you're saying Berchas Kriya Shema, you're going to be mafsid?
Yeah. Maybe you won't be so mechgulu l'tfilo. That's a separate issue. Under what circumstances it's more important? Let's say later he'll have a minion, because mantfilo's later. But let's say he'll be able to daven later, and now, should he daven now and be slamech gula l'tfila, even though now he's davening a b'dievet shmona esrei, and maybe he's not honest for shmona esrei later. So that's a separate issue, which we'll learn in hilchos tfila. Right now we're talking about hilchos kriya shma, that l'chatchila you should read it then with the brachas if you're an honest. Avlam ena b'mokam gedudei chai v'loshim, if you're not an honest, v'gam im b'nei ha'shayor en achmozim kol kach, so then afilu yoytzul derech akar shalom ura shachar ena korei. You should wait till the lechatchila dikazman, which is yakir. Okay, let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Onus, for who I think sheish kvuras meisba here, they know there's going to be a levaya in town, and they want to say kriyashma earlier, later they won't have time. O Mila, O Yom Arava, this is interesting, O Shana Rabba, the Mavshi Barachman, so they want to get an early start on the day, because it's Erev Yontim and it's a long davening. Dorach HaShulchan, unbeknownst to most people, says, or the first day Shavuos. He calls that Mokum Onus. You're up a whole night. We wait till the nates. The Rosh Hashulchan says, okay. Tzorech lahakdim misatzmo. So he wants to daven early. Hoshana Rabbo. Yochel lekrosu mishalom ad hashachar. So you say Kriya Shema Mishalom Al HaShachar L'chatchila. Mashkin you woke up early. Pirish ain't look tonight. Lahamtin ulisake, but as mamish a yira. Right, he has to catch a plane. It happens. It's very common. It happens. So he can't say he won't be able to say kriyash maleda. That's not so common nowadays. But the fact that you have to go out early. Klal, they won't wait for him at all. Amir tzulikos b'yamtza aderech. Umayri d'zman halichosu mashayora obuchol kayotu b'zay yimosh echatzoy d'zman kriyashma. The kids, he won't be able to say kriyashma later. Whatever the scenario happens to be.
What does it mean to be honest? What if you're going on vacation? And you have to catch a plane because you're going away on vacation. Or like, what's this guy going to do?
I don't know about vacation. I don't know, quite frankly. But the parnasa it's brought down is called onis. In other contexts, in other halachas, it's called onis. Even when you go on vacation, you know, so you try to schedule it that you don't have to. If you can't get away otherwise, and you have to schedule it this way, it could be legabe these dinim. It's called an onis. Let's say legabe. Chveis taking a trip on Erev Shabbos and other contexts when it's supposed to be only or to miss sukkah. Let's say, you know, you're doing a trip and you're not going to be able to sit in a sukkah. So it could be in those contexts it wouldn't be called ones, or it wouldn't be called Alechad Chidi could do it. But I would say in this, if I'm not paskening now, but probably if you can't schedule any other time, so that's called an ones. You're living your life, and then you're an onis today. Today you can't say kriyash ma later. But again, it has to be like it doesn't. Some mashma has to be only overcome by a dvar mitzvah, but any matzav of onis. That's what I think. When it's lamaisa, you have to ask again. Yocho, so he could say it. Vegam yesto lispalo bebeso, right? So here the. The Mishnah Berurah speaking out, we're talking about an oinus, so he can daven already that early also. That answers your question. So he's talking about the type of oinus that you can daven then also, even though it's before Netzach Hamah. Lekrosa, so you read Kriyash Ma V'yonich Tfilin. Now Tfilin is a problem. There's two problems with Tfilin in this case. First of all, Chazal forbade you from putting on Tfilin at night. Or maybe before Yakir, because Yakir is the Zman. Then there's a problem of a bracha, because the Zman of Tfilin is Yakir. So the first problem is not a problem, because once you're waking up and you're starting your day, so then the truth is even if it's Mamish night, there's no issa to put on Tfilin anymore, once you're starting your day. We're not Chayish Hashem Yishan Bohem, because you're getting up and you're walking. But you can't make a bracha. You can't make a bracha till Yakir, because that's the Ikuzman of Tfilin, and you're not supposed to make a bracha on the Tfilin till the Ikuzman of Tfilin. So that's what he says here. So Tfilin is going to be a problem for this person. So if you need Tfilin, he should put on Tfilin now. But he can't make a bracha because of Shagia Hasman. The Mishiras Chaver Baricha Garba Amos V'Yakirenu. So really, he should keep on the Tfilin till then. How will he make the bracha? For the bracha, you don't need the special intensity of kavana that you do for the first bracha of Kriyashma, and therefore he can make the bracha as he's traveling also. He doesn't have to stop and focus and be mechavan. For a bracha, you need a lesser darg of kavana. You're still supposed to have kavana, but we ratchet everything down. We say Kriyashma probably with the kavana of a bracha, and a bracha we barely manage to. Okay, so again, you're an oinus. You have to go on a trip. You're not going to be able to say kriyashma later. You put on tefillin without a bracha because it's before the zman of Yakir. You can daven and say bichos kriyashma and shmona esrei. You're an oinus. Once it's alos hashachar, right? This was common when they made daylight savings time, right? Double daylight savings time. This was common that people had to go to work.
But by slichus?
What, by slichus?
People put on their tefillin and it fits
back. Well, they shouldn't be making a bracha. That's for sure. Yotzer Or. You could say Yotzer Or after Alos HaShachar. But we're going to go to people go to Poskud Ein Lomi Yotzer Or Kol Kach Bahashkoma Achi Yaakov Ben Chelos Lovon, which is the same as Yerech Haver Berichik Dalaramus Haniskol Yehel Kam B'dir HaGro B'tzadet Kamogen Avram. So you would skip Yotzer Or. You would push it, skip it. The Seder is not Ma'akev. You know, we're used to davening, you know, we daven from the Siddur. We don't daven to Hashem, we daven like to the Siddur. So it says Yetzer Or, so when am I going to... But Yetzer Or is just a bracha, that's all, so to speak. And you can skip it, and you'll say that bracha later, when it's time. And it sounds to me like the Mishnah Berurah has noted that that's how we should be nohei. Not to say Yetzer Or, which means from Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Yetzor Baruch Hoshech until Baruch Atah Hashem Yotzer HaMoros, that bracha should definitely only be said after Yakir. So if you're keeping a scorecard, there's two brachas that can only be said after Yakir. Yotzer Or, according to the Mishnah Berurah, and the bracha on Tfilin can only be said after Yakir, and the bracha on Tzitzis, we might as well mention now, can only be said after Yakir. So those three brachas, no matter what, even b'makom ones, cannot be said before Yakir. Okay? Amud HaShachar, what in the world is Amud HaShachar? Oh, U'b'lav Ochi, the Mishnah Berurah points out, Tzorech l'chatchilu l'hamdan em'yuchal machmas mitzvahs tefillin. Alright, but we're talking about Bo'inus, that you can't. But he won't be able to make a brach on tefillin, right? That's when we have the mashmesh b'tefillin, the Yavorech. Amud HaShachar, oh, that's the next sif. Okay, we might as well talk about it now. What's Amud HaShachar? So, the more common in America, it's almost universally accepted as 72 minutes. Here in Eretz Israel, it's pretty much 72 minutes also, but it's much more common...
Before Nates, right?
Before Nates, okay, before sunrise. I don't think, even if you keep Nates HaNirev, I haven't seen this beferish anywhere. I'll tell you the truth. There's not enough work has been done on it. But I discussed it once with Chef Kornfeld, and we both sort of agreed that Amud HaShachar should not be counted as 72 minutes before Neitz HaNirev. It's not Mestavra. Probably the amount of light is probably not totally... I don't know, it's not clear. It's not a clear thing. So 72 minutes, so that means that you couldn't just look at a calendar. If you look at the calendar, which has Neitz HaNirev, it doesn't probably. In Yerushalayim, the calendar has Neitz HaNirev and the body of the calendar. Here it has your choice. It doesn't say. In the calendar itself, in Ramat Beit Shemesh, it doesn't say a Neitz. You have to look on the back page, and there it has a choice of Neitz HaNirev. In Yerushalayim, that calendar has Neitz HaNirev in the body. We're more firm in Yerushalayim. Anyway, 96 minutes in Eretz Israel is an accepted, is pretty common to say it's 96. 72, 96. Okay. So Siv Dalet tells us, Siv Dalet says that without oinus, you're yotze b'dievet. That's a whole different level. If you're not an oinus, you're not allowed to read a lechatchila. It's wrong to do, you're not supposed to. But in Korah, Mishalam, or Ashachar, Avol Bishaloha, you're onus, yotze b'dievet. So here the Mishnah Berurah speaks out, okay, first Amud HaShachar, Yesh Omim Damar HaShachar Hu Ma'ad Kodim She'er Pnei HaMizrach V'yesh Omim Damar HaShachar Nikum She'er Pnei HaMizrach. We don't care about these things anymore. We call up on the phone and we just hear what time it is. We go with clocks. You can't tell, there's too much light around. I don't know if you can ever tell. You have to be in a pretty dark area, and we don't know. We don't live with nature. So I don't even think we would know what hair Pnei HaMizrach is in the practice. So we go with a clock, or we go with degrees of elevation. That's how some calendars have degrees of elevation of the sun, like where it is on the horizon, or under the horizon. I should hope so, yeah, sure. First comes the Amud HaShachar, then comes Yakir, then comes Neitz. Okay, so Korah Mishalam Adashachar, Avavi Shaloha Yo'onis Yotzu B'diyevet. Why? So the Mishnah Berurah explains, the Mitzvah Sanoshim Kodim Ba'ol Solzman. But he doesn't say because it's Yom. He doesn't say because it's for Yom. Yom is he says because Mitzvah Sanoshim Kodim. U'kwinam Be'yu B'kumecha. U'b'diyevet Hem Yidu Al Din Torah. That's the Lashon I was, I guess, referring to when I said Midiyarai, so you know, Abon HaShachar is the time. The Dafka Bakroi Bialmo. And the Mishnah Berurah quantifies it. Because what does it mean, Bakroi Bialmo? So it's very interesting. He quantifies it as once a month. So if a guy tells you, you know, oh, I do this, but only once in a while. Once a month? Who the yotzeh b'diyeved? Avol humrogeh lasos kein, omru chachomim, these are one of the things that afilu b'diyeved lo yotzeh. It's an amazing thing. You find it in a few places in Shas. You find it in Brachas Avedim and Aleph, with Chatzois, Kriyashma, according to some Rishonim. You find it by Sukkah. The Sukkah that's too small, or he's sitting. Rosh Hashanah, the Sukkah. You have a few times you find that Rabbanon came along and decided that you're not Yotzei a mitzvah d'oraisa. Now, exactly what they said, we won't go into now. But in Lomdus, that's a peladika thing. Like, what did they say? How could they? Who are they talking to? Hashem? What are they saying? When you get up to Beis Shamaila. So you said, okay, I said Kriya Shema. And they say, well, no, you didn't, because Chazal said you weren't Yotzei. How does it work? So that means, so they could tell you, you don't do it. But for them to say, no, you're not Yotzei to be Eved.
It's
very not Mustavra.
What?
Oh, yeah? Whoa. So they could say, don't do it. Don't do the mitzvah. But to say you're not Yosef of the Yevet is a level, I challenge you to explain it. I'd rather have an explanation. But I challenge you, but it's something. How can they say you're not Yosef of the Yevet? Who are they? There's a mitzvah of the Yosef. Hashem said you are Yosef. To say you're not Yotzei b'diyeved, what does that mean even? How could they touch that area of the Torah which talks about if you're Yotzei or not? They can tell you don't do it.
They can say by saying it, you have to do it again. There's a way that you're
here, you can't do it again. Okay, they can say you do it again. And let's say you didn't do it again.
That's another phrase for do it again.
Kriya Shema after Chatzos. There they have to say, don't bother doing it again, because you're not going to be Yotzei. It would take care of this case, but it wouldn't take care of the Kriyas case. It wouldn't take care of the... Okay, it's...
We don't say if a person put on the form of a lie, love, he doesn't get the sky. It's a famous in the world of truth, that he was supposed to be right, and it was like every day before I was in the shatar.
So it's calibrated. In the Shasat Chak, in other words, if you're an honest every day, and you have no choice, I don't know, by Sukkah, would you say the same thing? Maybe. Let's say your only way to sit in the Sukkah was that way. Okay. So what are the, okay. So stop. What do we have? So we have that, if you're an honest, you can do it L'chatchila from Amor HaShachar. Yotzer or no, to Mishnah Berurah, I think is being noted no. If you're not an onus, so you're Yotzei b'diyeved, not if you do it regularly, which the Mishnah Berurah defines as more than once a month, and b'shas hadchak, that you just have no choice. And you're the same oinus every day. And then what are you supposed to do? So then you're yotze b'di'evet, even but after Amud HaShachar.
So we said if you're oinus, you could do the chatila.
Yeah.
But, there was no limitation.
But there is a limitation. Only ba'akroy, not rogil. Then he says, b'shas ha'dechak, afilu rogil tu v'shari. I assume that means you're oinus every day. So b'di'evet, yeah, what are you supposed to do?
This thing with the honest. It sounded like the Akroi thing was only if you did it when you weren't honest, right?
No.
I'm sorry.
The Akroi thing is b'di'evet when you're not an honest.
So it's hard to understand what he means by Shas HaChak then. Manoshak, if Shas HaChak, then you could do l'chachila.
That's a good question. Is Shas HaDchak an onus? And the Mishnah Berurah says, "Afilu im Shas HaDchak hu, afilu rogil tu v'shori, the mayhava leila mevad." So the chayre that just switches it into the case of onus, and by onus you can do it even the chatchila. So what is the Mishnah Berurah's point? Maybe that is his point. Maybe his point is that Shas HaDchak has a din of an onus. The onus of Siv Gimel, which is a halachic principle. The onus of Siv Gimel is that real onus, like you can't. Shas HaDchak is not quite that you can't. You really have a choice, but like you'll be really, really messed up. So, and that is a halachic principle, that Shas HaDchak has a din of an onus. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah would be alluding to, would be saying. That the Shas HaDchak, it's like an onus, and therefore Rogel Tuva would be Shari. Okay, let's just see the Ramah. The Imkara below Brachas. Yachsel the Gross of his Mama in my Brachas. In other words, okay, because now he's just saying Kriyashma. He's going to find time later to daven, I guess. What's the case? I mean, he read Kriya Shema Amud HaShachar for whatever reason. So the point of the Ramah is that if you've said Kriya Shema and now you're davening and you're saying Birchos Kriya Shema, you should say Kriya Shema again. That's the point of the Ramah. Why he put it in here? I guess he's learning in the scenario of Zindala, the guy just said Kriya Shema. So he's speaking out here that you should repeat it with the Brachos. The point is to repeat Kriya Shema. And the reason is Lamo b'tfila mitoch divrei Torah. That's why you should always repeat Kriya Shema. Some say that you should always repeat Kriya Shema because the Birchas Kriya Shema are enough Birchas Kriya Shema, quote unquote, that they should always have a Kriya Shema being said. But that's a few achronim. But most say it's Lamo b'tfila mitoch divrei Torah. Okay. Stop him.